It's been years since the management and board of Wrangell Medical Center first proposed building a new hospital. Woody Wilson is the chairman of the WMC Board of Directors.
You know, without rehashing all of that, there was so much disagreement between the Borough Assembly and the hospital board that it just kind of got put on hold.
Marla Sanger is the interim CEO of WMC. She says that yes, Wrangell already has a hospital, and it works pretty well. But the building is getting older, and so is its technology.
Because of the age of the existing facility, there are many things that are very difficult to keep compliant with current regulatory requirements, such as
the operating rooms. Certain areas need to be maintained at specific temperatures and humidity levels.
So keeping those kinds of really finely tuned parameters is hard in a building that wasn't designed to do that.
But Woody Wilson says before anything is built, there needs to be a change in the way the hospital, the board, and the community as a whole approach the project.
And the government agencies that are going to fund us want to know that we're working in concert with one another in this community if they're going to loan us a large sum of money.
He says the hyped-up disagreements of the past have affected the project's public image.
The officials that we've talked to have all asked that question. Well, are you guys, did you stop fighting? You know, that's basically what they're asking.
And the answer is yes. Wilson says the new board of directors is functioning as a cohesive unit. He says it tries to be transparent with its discussions and decisions. And he says its relationship with the Borough Assembly is much better than it once was. Marla Sanger says it will still be a few years before the new hospital is actually built, but it is on the horizon. She says the next step is to reevaluate the original plans. That doesn't mean going back to the drawing board completely. It's just to make sure those ideas still work this many years later.
I felt it would be in the hospital and the community's best interest to take a fresh look at a couple of things that were really important to the ongoing project.
One of those is a financial contract. If the project changes, the money may as well. Another is figuring out all of the people who are actually involved in the project and what their different roles are. Sanger is an employee of Ketchikan-based Peace Health. She sent the project documents to a handful of people there who have more experience with this type of design. She says they'll be looking to see if things have changed from a regulatory standpoint or in terms of market expectations. That basically means, do the plans meet current standards, and do patients now still want and need the same things they did a few years ago?
Maybe the answer will be, well, this is really pretty good, but you could just change a little of this or a little of that and it might be better.
We just need to do our due diligence, particularly as a board and as the community, to look at this project. We need to make sure that that the finances are correct and that we're going to be able to afford what we buy, what we purchase here. You know, it's not a question of if we're going to build the hospital. It's only a question of when and how much.
Sanger says what the hospital needs most is patience. It has been a long process, but she says despite the setbacks, this hospital is for the community. So she hopes the community will play an active part in helping it finally come together. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.